Department of Foreign Affairs was buzzing as the Prime Minister arrived.
Please join me in welcoming the Prime Minister, the Honourable Malcolm Turnbull MP, to launch the 2017 Foreign Policy White Paper.
Has the federal government released its long-awaited foreign policy white paper, the first since 2003. There is a big focus on China's growing power.
The rise of China has been one of the most extraordinary phenomenons in human history. The scale and the pace of it are utterly without precedent.
And its impact on Australia.
And this is the first time in our history that our dominant trading partner is not also our dominant security partner. We must see this as an opportunity, not as a risk.
While there has been talk over China's rise affecting Australia's relationship with the US, the Prime Minister rejected those claims, saying the nation can maintain strong ties with both nations.
It's not hard at all if you respect and understand both of those two great powers.
US President Donald Trump was not named in the paper, but Foreign Affairs Minister Julie Bishop spoke out against America's current isolationist rhetoric.
And the international rules-based order will continue to be challenged by some nations seeking short-term gain and others who are promising the false hope of protectionism and isolationism.
There is a strong push for business, with aims for free trade agreements to account for more than 80% of Australia's trade within 3 years. The government is looking to strengthen ties with Asia, specifically with Japan, Indonesia, India and South Korea. While Labor mostly supports the policy update, Labor's spokeswoman on foreign affairs, Penny Wong, criticised the government's stance on the Pacific region.
It's difficult to talk about increasing your soft power and increasing resilience in the Pacific when you're cutting $11 billion out of your overseas development assistance.
The paper also highlighted growing security concerns, citing terrorism in the Philippines, cyber and transnational crime, and interference by foreign powers as major issues, all predicted to worsen over the coming decades. National security analyst Professor Rory Medcalf says for Australia to mitigate the risks, it must strengthen its relationships with other countries in the Indo-Pacific.
Australia's going to build a web of partnerships with countries like Japan, India, Indonesia and so forth, so that we can cope with multiple possible futures.
Tension with North Korea was named as the region's most immediate security challenge, but Mr. Turnbull warned against violent responses.
We will never agree that might is right. The rules-based order protects us all, and it protects us in particular.
Despite dangers for the region, the paper emphasised that Australia was entering a time of great opportunity with our proximity to Asia. While the paper promotes increased trade and cooperation, Mr. Turnbull says world domination may still be on the cards for Australia, at least when it comes to sport.
We are not entirely without ambitions of global dominance. Good luck, Steve Smith. Go Australia. Reclaim the ashes, beat the bombs. Thank you.